Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Right, Mike? Mike, where are you? Oh, man, I'm on my own. Oh, I forgot. Well, you know, I kind of got used to having someone else in the studio to talk to. But now it looks like I'll just be talking to you. Which is, I guess, the way it is for radio DJs in general. Being on their own, in the room, talking to you folks out there, and emulating to the microphone, acting like that's the person I'm talking to. And that's what I'm doing. So, welcome, folks, to another show. It's me, back on my own, Mac, with the one-cylinder and two disc machines here in the studio. Back to the old format, that's right. Everything that's old is new again, and that certainly applies to this show. Well, we start off with a disc there on the Victrola called Low, La, Low by the Golden Gate Orchestra on the Regal label. That was from about 1922. Well, I'm going to keep the dance music going a bit here and play a few more upbeat numbers. And right now we're going to hear an Edison Blue Amber All 4-minute cylinder from the Club Vent Orchestra. You know, I'm not going to say Vingt, V-I-N-G-T. I'm going to do my best to that French pronunciation, the Club Vent Orchestra, and a tune called Mandy and Me.
Thank you. Thank you. been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. Evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man.
Right. Very nice recording there. An Electric One from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. A Columbia record from about 1927 entitled Evening Star. And that was on what was known as the Potato Head label. You got this kind of caricature of this Paul Whiteman's head. It's kind of an oval with this little mustache. It looks like my friend Kelly, kind of, actually. But people refer to these as the Potato Head labels. And that's what that was. Prior to that, hold on a second here. I'm trying to, crank the machines, change the records, and do an AccuPlaylist at the same time. And it's a little tight. I'm doing my best. So we heard from Arnold Johnson and his orchestra. On the Brunswick label, a tune called Away Down East in Maine. And then starting that set off was the Club Vent Orchestra on an Edison Blue Amberall Cylinder from 17, I'd say. I have to look that one up. Of Lola Low. All right, continuing now with some more discs and some singers singing songs. Do some particularly early stuff now. We're going to start off with the music hall singer Vesta Victoria on the Victor label. This one's from about 1908. It is called Poor John.
Lucky girl, I know, 'cause I'm engaged, but still somehow I don't think so. John, that's the name of my fiancé, you see. There's no mistake, he's very fond of me. He took me out for walks, and oh, he was so nice. Always used to kiss me on the same place twice. Often in the fall, he would sit and spoon, and I was oh so happy till the other afternoon. John took me down to see his mother. And while he introduced us to each other, she weighed up everything that I had done. She put me through a cross-examination. I fairly boiled with aggravation. Then she shook her head, looked at me and said, Poor John. Poor John. She said, young girls today are all for outside show. The clothes you see may look all right, the rest, oh no. What she was driving at, I soon made out. My style of dress was too refined, no doubt. Then all at once she gave a sigh and cried, oh Lord. I wonder what on earth he wants to marry for. That was quite enough. Up my temper flew. Said I, perhaps it's so that he can get away from you. John took me round to see his mother. talking stuff to each other. She weighed up everything that I had on. She put me through a cross-examination. I fairly boiled with aggravation. Then she shook her head, looked at me and said, "Poor John, poor John."
A great big tree grows near our house. It's been there quite some time. It's just a slippery elm tree and very hard to climb. But when my wife starts after me, up in that tree I root. I go up like a healthy squirrel and never need no boots. The other day, a woodman came to chop that refuse down and carve it into kindling wood to peddle round the town. I said to him, "I pray thee cease, refrain, desist, and stop. Lay down that forest razor, man. Chop not one single chop. Woodman, woodman, spare that tree, cut not a single bough. For years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Chop down an oak, a birch or pine, but not this slippery elm of mine. It's the only one my wife can climb. Woodman, spare that tree." Says to him, "You see that hole up near that old tree top? Well, I got $5 there. It's yours if you refrain the chop. No beast but me can climb that tree, 'cause it's too slippery. I can't get up myself unless my wife is a-chasing me. So bring her here, and I'll call her a very naughty word. And then you'll see me give an imitation for the bird. You may not know just where to go when my wife gets around. But when she comes, remember this, if I'm not on the ground. Woodman, woodman, spare that tree, cut not a single bough. I'll throw that five spot down to thee, just like I promised thou. But you better make your axe behave. This slippery elm you've got to save. It's the borderline with me in the grave. Woodman, spare that tree."
Better than most millionaires. I'm satisfied. satisfied when he's by my side. My joys and my sorrows he shares. Why, I'd give my arm to save him from harm, and he'd do the same thing for me. He'll always be there for me, weather or fair. That's the reason I love him, you see. He's my pal. He's my pal. There is nobody else I can see. I know that he's rough, but his love is no bluff. He'd share his last dollar with me. I know that he's rough, but when you're down and out, he's as tender and kind as a gal. He's the best ever was. And I love him because he's my pal. He's my pal.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, I've a bit of wonderful news. Pass your worry up, worry up, worry up, it's the kind to drive away blues. Tell me how you'd like to call at the $1 million ball that's given by a rare millionaire. This affair, don't you dare to care to refuse. Come on down, there's a $1 million ball in town. Just chase away that frown. Come on down. You'll be the best little dressed little lady with your diamond crown and your pretty little satin gown. I'll bet that all in the hall start to fall in love with you. You'll be beautiful. Come with me and hear that most appealing harmony. That $1 million feeling comes to you while the melody hums to you. You'll be glad to be at that $1 million ball. Dearie, there's a queen of a green limousine on the outside ready to go. Dear, in this machine to the scene that I mean only takes a minute or so. Tell me that you understand. Really, it's a wonderland. And comfortable and snug like a bug in a rug, we can hug our way to the show. Come on down, there's a $1 million ball in town. Just chase away that frown. Come on down. You'll be the best little dressed little lady with your diamond crown and your pretty little satin gown. I'll bet that all in the hall start to fall in love with you. You'll be beautiful. Come with me and hear that most appealing harmony. That $1 million feeling comes to you while the melody hums to you. You'll be glad to be at that $1 million ball.
All right there. Mr. Billy Murray, a name who is very familiar to listeners of this show. They are a 1912 Victor recording called The $1 million Ball. Before that, Lillian Holmesley on a Victor record from 1911. Talking about, you know, that good friend you have who's always there for you. Yeah, he's my pal. And then Bob Roberts before that, another record from 1911 on the Victor label. One of those spouse dissin songs, Woodman, Spare That Tree. That's right, all here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'm your host, Mac, And I'll be here every week with the Discs and Cylinders, playing you all sorts of songs from the acoustic era, that roughly being from 1890s to about 1925, when electricity was not used for the recording or the playback process. So I've got my Victor 14 Victrola here, the Victor the Fourth horned machine, and the Edison standard, which plays 2 and 4 minute cylinders. Everything I need to play you all these arcane media formats. Now, speaking of arcane media formats, I had another cylinder I was ready to play. It was another 4 minute Edison Blue Amber all cylinder. And the way those cylinders are constructed, there's a celluloid material on the outside, and the core is filled with plaster. So what happens over time, the plaster tends to expand and contract and actually sometimes cracks away from the surface on the inside. But sometimes it just blows up. And when I tried to put this record on the mandrel of the machine, it wouldn't go on. It had swelled up too much. Now, if I had done some work in advance, I would have checked that. And then there are all sorts of ways to actually ream it out. There's actually these tapered reamers with sandpaper on them. But my technique is actually using a piece of flexible drywall sanding these sheets. And you stick it in there, let it unwind, and sort of twist it. And that works fine for me, and it's a lot cheaper, and you don't need this specialty item around. But I didn't do it, so I can't play that cylinder I was going to play to start off this bluesy set. But that's okay. I got more records to play, and if not, then you can just listen to me talk. So now we are going to hear something from the Columbia Race label from 1924. Here is Bessie Brown asking the musical question, how can I get it when you keep snatching it back?
Pretty papa, don't you never snap.
All right. Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds there. With a song called How Come? No. I entered this information on the Accu playlist, and yes, it is there. Sorry, it's really a lot I'm trying to deal with right now. Entering the information. God, I wish I had a partner in the room here with me. Never mind. That was Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds on an OK Label record from 1922 called the Doodah Blues. I'm going to change it on the playlist right now. It says Doodah Blies, but that's not what it is. Before that, we heard from Edith Wilson. On a Columbia record from 1924, How Come You Do Me Like You Do? Nice accompaniment by Alabama Joe on guitar. And another guitar accompaniment song before that by Miss Bessie Brown, also on a Columbia label from 1924. Those records are two sequences away from each other as far as the labeling goes. How Can I Get It When You Keep Snatching It Back? Oh, yeah. Love those musical questions. All right. Oh, so it's really good to be back here in the studio, Studio B, and playing the records. I've got my engineers here helping me out. It's back to the old format, and good to be doing it. Always want to let you know that there's lots of phonograph activities going on, and I like to keep you abreast of it. So my Instagram is Phonograph DJ Mac. If you want to follow me and find out more stuff that's going on in the world of the gramophone in New York City and stuff that's going on with FMU and outside. Also, I have a Facebook page for people that are hardcore phonograph enthusiasts, but also for anyone who wants to get into it on any level. It's on Facebook called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts, and it's a place to go and ask questions, post pictures, talk about current things that have some relation to the old music, events that are going on, so on and so forth. It's a good place to post that kind of stuff. So let's continue now with some singers singing some songs. And we're going to start off with Mr. Irving Kaufman on this Columbia label entitled, Oh, Susie, Behave.
Little nurse, and she won renown. She had eyes that said, be careful. Still the boys kept hanging round. When she'd hold the hand of an injured man, temperatures flew high. Each pulse would leap to a fever heat. Then you'd hear the victim cry. Oh, Susie. Oh, Susie. Oh, 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 Susie, behave. The dog takes my pulse every night. Then you come round and if there goes my resolution. Oh, Susie, oh, Susie, I have tried to be brave. I've been through many a fight, but when you're near me at night, oh, Susie, behave. Susie had become loved by everyone who came there to rest. There were lots who had heart trouble, but not one would dare confess. Time flew quickly by, people wondered why not one had come out. But they began to understand when they heard the inmate shout. Oh, Susie. Oh, Susie. Oh, 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 Susie, behave. The doctor takes my pulse every night. Then you come round and there goes my resolution. Oh, Susie. Oh, Susie. I have tried to be my spinal cord. It rattles just like a horn. Oh, Susie, behave.
Honey love, honey love. round my heart. You raise the riddle and the answer lies in the middle of the musical strain. Won't you play it again? A rum tum 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 fiddle was a tune he played. Upon his fiddle a melodious tune just seemed to croon. Honey love, honey love, honey love around my heart. You raise the riddle and the answer lies in the middle of the musical strain. Won't you play it again? Well, he played it till he made it such a popular strain. People hummed it and rum-tummed it till it drove them insane. Women chased him and embraced him. You could hear them implore. What's that ditty? That sounds so pretty. Oh, play it once more, encore it. Rum-tum-tum-tum-tum, fiddle was a tune he played. On his fiddle, that melodious tune just seemed to croon. Honey love, honey love, honey love around the heart. You raise the riddle and the answer lies in the middle of the musical strain. Won't you play it again? I want to play it
Right, had to squeeze one more record in there. because one of my cylinders was down, and when I come to this show, I pretty much know exactly what I'm playing. I have my playlist pretty planned, but now I'm trying to get into the habit of doing the AccuPlaylist as I go, adding one more level of complication to doing the show. But you know what? Why not? Keep it going. So we started off there with that set with Oh, Susie Behave on the Columbia label from 1918. We heard from George Watts, I Want a Big Red Apple on a Stick. I wonder if he's talking about a big red apple on a stick. From 1923 on the Lincoln label. We heard from Al Jolson, a tune called Rum Tum Tiddle, an early Victor recording of his from 1911. Was that his first one? It might have been his first recording with that haunting melody on the other side. And lastly, heard from Ray Hamilton and Indiana Moon, also on the Lincoln label, from 1923. That's going to about do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Folks, I'll be back again next week with more records to play for you, as I will be every week. Thanks for stopping by and listening. Once again, you can find me on Instagram, Phonograph DJ Mac. And if you want to communicate with me, you can always send an email to mac@wfmu.org. I'm going to leave you with another Paul Whiteman called Last Night I Dreamed You Kissed Me. I bet I did. And until next week, nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.1 FM and at wfmu.org.